I'm WUWM's Marty Michelson. Besides the race for president, Wisconsin's 8 House seats are up for grabs on Tuesday. Today we'll look at the 5th Congressional District. It covers Washington and Jefferson counties, as well as parts of Milwaukee, Waukesha, and Dodge counties. It's an open seat because longtime Republican Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner is retiring. The two candidates in the race are GOP Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald of Juneau and Democrat Tom Palsowitz, a Brookfield business owner. Fitzgerald declined the invitation to do an interview with WUWM. Palsowitz entered the political arena 2 years ago when he ran against Sensenbrenner and lost. I asked Palsowitz why he thinks he has a better shot at the seat this time.
That's a great question. I'm running for Congress for two specific reasons. One is I ran in 2018, and one of the reasons I ran in 2018 is I thought that the 5th District really needed somebody to run who had lived in the district and was a veteran and a business owner and understood really things about the district, but could put forward a progressive solution for a lot of the issues that not only the 5th District needs, but the country needs. And I just thought, like a person like me, if I couldn't run as a Democrat in the 5th Congressional District, who could? And I was getting very frustrated with the 40 plus years of Congressman Sensenbrenner. And I just felt like he really needed somebody to stand up and say, wait a minute, a lot of your policies of where you've been putting this country on a path toward aren't working for most Americans. And I just thought it was time to stand up. And I thought we did a fantastic job. We closed a typically 40-point district down to about a 24-point district. And we built an infrastructure that allowed us to make a decision whether we wanted to run again. And when Congressman Sensenbrenner decided to retire, that made the decision very easy.
Why do you think you'll do a better job than your opponent, Scott Fitzgerald?
I think that's a really easy answer. I'll do a better job because I actually want to get things done. One of the things we've seen about Scott Fitzgerald over the last 6 months is he's not interested in leading. He's not interested in creating a plan. He's not interested in passing any legislation just to even combat a pandemic. And I just think that the ideology of the Republican Party is such that they don't think government should be involved in big solutions. And I am completely the opposite. And obviously this pandemic, at least to me, shows that we need government to step in and provide an overall framework for how we need to be able to not only defeat this pandemic, but make sure it doesn't hinder our economy any longer. We've got hundreds of thousands of small businesses that don't know what to do next. And we have a Republican Party that's not interested in helping them. And so I want to work on, let's get the economy moving, through this pandemic. I also am a big proponent of we need to start doing something now about the climate crisis. And I also want to work on a universal health care plan that decouples health care from the job market, because it just doesn't work that way. And with, you know, over 10 million people who are on long-term unemployment right now, just due to the pandemic, they're losing their health insurance. And right now they're in the middle of a pandemic without it. So we need a universal health care plan.
You mentioned some of the issues facing your constituents: coronavirus, the economy, climate change. Can you elaborate a little more on how you would address those issues if elected?
Well, on the pandemic side, it's simple but not easy. It's getting everybody to wear a face mask. We need a national mask mandate. We need to create a culture of people wearing masks. We need better testing. We need faster testing. We need better testing results. We need to continue social distancing inside and outside. And we just need to continue to work on a potential vaccine for this. The climate crisis, the starting point is just ending fossil fuel subsidies and shifting those subsidies over into the green energy market. I really believe that we need to invest in our infrastructure in this country, especially our green energy grid, and be able to create a grid that allows the free flow of electricity in ways that we aren't doing today in order to power the things that need to be powered in our society. And I think there's a way to do that. There's some great technological advances coming, and we need to take advantage of those. Plus, the jobs created from that are going to be much better jobs than we have today in the utility sector.
That's Democratic congressional candidate and business owner Tom Palsowitz of Brookfield. Palsowitz is running against Republican State Senator Scott Fitzgerald for an open seat in the 5th Congressional District. Fitzgerald declined the invitation to do an interview with WUWM.